I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
That will linger through tomorrow. The better chance of rain coming on Sunday and Monday, which we will have more information on in the 7-day forecast with Grant. But 56 for a high today, cooling down to 45 tomorrow. It's 41 downtown.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 7 o'clock report begins now.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's morning news. Good morning. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
The coronavirus, a special hour on Utah's morning news.
More than a dozen new COVID-19 testing machines are on their way to Utah.
The coronavirus, our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, testing should improve soon here in Utah with these new testing machines on their way. The 15 machines from Abbott Labs can run rapid COVID-19 tests and give results in 15 minutes or less. They use the same technology that powers some rapid flu tests. In fact, they're on the way around the country after that FDA approval that came late last week. Now, Governor Herbert has said that testing continues to be the biggest challenge we face, but it is also the solution. And these new machines will test another 100 people per day. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Sandy City is taking more steps against coronavirus. The city announced it is closing all in-person services starting today. This includes City Hall, parks, and public utility facilities. Sandy City Police and fire stations are also closed to the public. Residents should use online services and bill payment.
Hill Air Force Base will now only operate with mission essential personnel reporting. The move follows the actions of the Department of Defense, Air Force, and State of Utah's guidelines to keep everyone safe. The base says personnel will be notified by their supervisor if they're deemed essential.
The owner of a Utah cleaning business says his phone hasn't stopped ringing for 3 weeks. KSL TV's Ashley Kewish continues our live team coverage.
The EPA issued guidelines on products that can actually kill COVID-19, and Utah-based company Pure Maintenance has those solutions, and they say that their products qualify. What they use is a dry fog technology, and they use it for things like mold. It was actually really, really big with the H1N1 outbreak. They use that solution.
Pure Maintenance owner Brandon Adams says COVID-19 is actually pretty easy to kill. The difficult part is making sure you get every bit of the virus.
National tool and hardware chain Harbor Freight is donating their entire inventory of personal protective equipment. Spokesman Craig Hoffman says when they realized hospitals need what they're selling, they decided to give it all away.
44 million of those gloves, a couple hundred thousand of the N95 masks, and tens of thousands of face shields.
Hoffman says Harbor Freight is in 1,000 communities across the country. They have 11 stores in Utah.
A couple of social media influencers taking some heat this morning for ignoring a self-quarantine order when they hopped into an RV to leave New York City in the middle of the pandemic. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with a story. John?
Tim, influencer and parenting blogger Naomi Davis is catching heat on social media from some of her nearly 500,000 followers on Instagram. The Utah native has been living in New York City with her husband and five kids, but recently posted an announcement saying that they're all packing into an RV and heading back west. Well, the move has understandably drawn some criticism. One follower commented, "I can only imagine what it must be like to try to contain five kids in an apartment, but this is a pretty thoughtless decision." It comes after a domestic travel advisory was put in place on Saturday for New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, which asked residents to refrain from non-essential domestic travel for 14 days effective immediately. Live, John Mocek, KSL News Radio.
The White House reveals a projected toll from COVID-19. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump warns the nation deaths from COVID-19 could reach 100,000 to 240,000 Americans.
This is going to be 3 weeks like we haven't seen before.
Fatalities jumped by nearly 1,000 just yesterday, exceeding 4,000 nationwide. Deaths in New York City topped 1,000 yesterday among 41,000 cases, but the curve of hospitalizations is starting to slow. Mayor Bill de Blasio.
We have to find a way to mourn, but never be paralyzed.
8,500 patients now hospitalized in New York. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi already looking at another $2 trillion stimulus bill, telling CNN not enough was done in the last one.
We have to pass another bill that goes to meeting the need more substantially than we have.
Infrastructure projects could be used to spur the economy, but Republicans say her plans include Democratic agenda items they consider non-starters. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And the captain of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt wants to abandon ship. 70 sailors testing positive for coronavirus. He wants the entire complement of 5,000 to be put ashore as the carrier's docked in Guam. The Navy has not yet approved that request. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Kind of an unsettled day on tap for the Wasatch on this Wednesday.
We've got a storm system coming in. It is going to bring in some showers, rain or snow showers this evening, and it is going to be cooling down. So today we're in the mid-50s. We do cool down tomorrow with highs in the 40s. Then we're not done with stormy weather yet. Looks like more stormy weather will return late in the day Saturday, leading into Sunday and Monday as it cools once again and more showers move in.
Grant says those showers could continue into Thursday, and that's going to drop our high temperatures back into the 40s, more than 10 degrees cooler than normal for this time of year.
First look traffic on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
And right now we've got traffic on I-15 looking good into and out of Salt Lake City between Ogden and Provo. The entire stretch has yet to see any real volume of traffic build up. Thankfully, we've also been crash-free on the freeways and good road conditions going into canyons early this morning. No problems, coming out of Tooele on either the city streets or the freeway. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
The 7 o'clock report is brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time is 7:06.
A 6.5 magnitude earthquake shakes Idaho and causes distress across the Wasatch Front. Seismologist Keith Coper says we should be grateful that this one didn't hit here.
The energy released by the 6.5 is about 16 times bigger than the energy released by the 5.7.
He says the good news is that the two quakes do not appear to be related. We'll have more on both quakes coming up in an in-depth report at 7:15 here on Utah's Morning News.
CNN's Chris Cuomo has tested positive for COVID-19, and he's feeling some of the symptoms. He made the announcement early yesterday, then hours later opened his primetime show while self-quarantining from the basement of his home.
Now, look, I feel fine. I'm able to do the show. You do not want this. And I am not able to be there for my family right now in the way that I want to be. And I still have to see if I got any of them sick. And you can understand how sickening that is to me as a husband and a father. And yet, I'm hesitant to talk about me because who cares? This is so small compared to what so many are facing. And we're going to all go through this together. You're going to have stories like mine popping up all over you and your life. You probably do already. Why? Because testing is just starting to catch up and pulling back the curtain on what we've known to be true for so long. It's not if. It's not even when. We are in it. This is a fight. It's going to get worse. We're going to suffer. And you have to accept that not with fear, but with almost a fanatical sense of passion to fight. Because that's the only way you've ever made it through anything hard in your life. And this will be no different. Let me be proof. We have real vulnerability. You are not too strong. Do not act that way. But show that vulnerability by what you do for yourself and for others. And not just health-wise, but economically, the toll this is taking. How many people do you know who are worried about losing a job or who have lost their job and are not sure about how to get food on the table? Everyone gets it now. Trump even has forgotten ever questioning the hard reality. There's no more hoax. He's worried, and he should be. So let's move past this idea of fear to fact. What do they need us to do? What is working? What do we have questions about? What remains?
Of course, it also raises question for those of us here in Utah that may be caring for sick family members at home, and that means a lot of people have questions. The CDC says keep the sick person in a separate room and have them use a separate bathroom if at all possible. Avoid sharing dishes, towels, or bedding. Clean the surfaces daily. Wash laundry thoroughly. The sick person should be wearing a face mask when around others if possible, and avoid having unnecessary visitors. But, you know, it sounds like, seems like we're all going to have to take even more precautions once we have a family member sick, obviously, than just sheltering at home as we are right now. We'll keep an eye on it, of
course.
Good
information.
Yeah. 709, let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mount America's Home Equity Loan. Loans, that is, equal housing lender. Here's Andy Farnsworth.
And right now we're all clear as you head through the Salt Lake Valley on I-15. But the 201 freeway, a little bit busy out at 7200 West in Magna. Coming out of Tooele, though, all clear, SR36 and on to I-80. Eric?
Got a little bit of congestion in Saratoga Springs on Pioneer Crossing for eastbound, westbound traffic right at the Redwood Road intersection. A little bit also over on the Saratoga Road intersection for Pioneer Crossing as well. I-15 in Utah County, well, that's looking good. Northbound from Provo to Point of the Mountain, your normal 20-minute drive time. Heather?
A few extra cars on the roadway than about half an hour ago, but not enough to slow you down through Weber and Davis County. You are still going to be at speed, about 30-minute drive southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake. No delays on US 89 or on I-84 if you want to go through the mountains. Any Hour Services taking extra precautions to protect you and your family's health and to ensure their technicians stay healthy and ready to help you. Learn more at anyhourservices.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and Grant is back now with the hourly forecast on the 7 o'clock report.
Starting out the day around 44 degrees with some clear skies, partly cloudy skies at noon, 52, 54 degrees at 4, and some showers possible at 7, 50 degrees. Here's your hourly forecast. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Wow, just keeps getting colder out there, 39 degrees downtown.
Coming up in a minute, we'll hear from the seismologists who are studying both the quake we had here in Utah a couple of weeks ago and the quake that happened in Idaho last night. So we'll hear more from them coming up on KSL News Radio.
Well, the census is still happening despite the pandemic, and today is a big day.
Today is Census Day. Wherever Americans live today is the place they should say is home on this year's census. The once-in-a-decade count determines federal funds, congressional representation, and electoral college votes. As of Monday, more than 36% of U.S. households had already filled out their census, but for people who don't respond by late May, they'll have someone come to their door. That process has been delayed, along with the count of homeless people and those living in places like college dorms and nursing homes, all because of coronavirus. The Census Bureau says it will still complete the count by the year-end deadline. Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Salt Lake City International Airport is releasing details about the longest nonstop passenger flight ever to land there. The flight from West Africa happened last Wednesday. It took off from Togo and spent nearly 15 hours in the air, logging more than 7,100 miles. That was a special flight with returning missionaries. The longest regularly scheduled passenger flight in the world runs between Newark and Singapore, covering more than 9,500 miles.
Trending this hour on the 7 o'clock report, Rudy Gobert is working out again now that he's been cleared after contracting COVID-19. The Utah Jazz star's positive test shut down the NBA just about 3 weeks ago.
Harman's will be giving out thermometers for free today in pharmacy drive-through locations in Draper, Midvale, Salt Lake City, South Jordan, and Riverton.
And thousands of Latter-day Saints missionaries will have the option to be reinstated to their mission as soon as the pandemic subsides or up to a year and a half later. We get more on those changes coming up in a live report at 7:30 here on Utah's Morning News.
Dave and Dujanovic.
An action-packed 9 o'clock hour of the Dave and Dujanovic Show. First up, the CDC Director, Dr. Robert Redfield, to answer a ton of our questions, followed up by former Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, who will join us right after. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Good morning, everybody. KSL News Time now, 7:14. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a school in West Valley City may have to close due to damage from the 5.7 magnitude earthquake that happened 2 weeks ago. Officials say some ceilings at Westlake STEM Junior High have started to cave in. I'm KSL News Radio's John Wojcik.
Second, Sandy City is closing all in-person services starting today. This includes City Hall, parks, and public utilities facilities. Sandy City Police and fire stations are also closed to the public.
Third, let's see what's happening on the roads out there. Brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
Well, thus far, we haven't had any crashes pop up on the freeways. That's been good news for everybody. But there is one reported on 33rd South at about 12th West in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds are up to 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 41 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. A stark warning from the nation's top coronavirus doctor on just how bad the global pandemic could be for this country.
In the next several days to a week or so, we're going to continue to see things go up. We cannot be discouraged by that because the mitigation is actually working.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, the White House announcing on Tuesday the total number of deaths in the U.S. could be as high as 240,000. And that now is not the time to ease up on social distancing and isolation. So what's up with the masks? So many people asking if they help, if someone else needs them, who should wear them. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams trying to clear things up on Good Morning America.
Initially, the CDC, the World Health Organization, and my office recommended against the general public wearing masks based on the best available science at the time in terms of whether or not it prevented the wearer from catching coronavirus. Now, we've learned about this disease, and we've always said we're going to learn more, we're going to adjust, and we've learned that there is a fair amount of asymptomatic spread. And so we've asked the CDC to take another look at whether or not having more people wear masks will prevent transmission of the disease to other people.
Now, the CDC is saying it thinks as many as a quarter of all people infected with coronavirus have no symptoms. Stock futures taking another hit this morning. Dow futures down nearly 800 points as investors take in those death possibilities from the White House. Global stocks skidded as well. A cruise ship with 9 confirmed coronavirus cases on board and many others sick has asked permission to dock in Florida. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says no.
To be bringing people into the state of Florida, I think most of these are foreign nationals. That's using up some of our resources here that we need to have available for Floridians.
Instead, he says he's asked the president to get medical supplies out to the ships. Coast Guard has directed all cruise ships to remain at sea and maybe sequestered indefinitely while the pandemic runs its course. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The Salt Lake Valley had its earthquake a few weeks ago, and last night an even bigger one hit central Idaho.
KSL TV's Andrew Adams spoke with seismologists who are now studying both quakes.
It was less than 2 weeks ago. Utah was looking at this. Extensive damage from a 5.7 magnitude quake near Magna.
Never been in a pretty good size one like this one, so.
Today,
we're having an earthquake.
The earth shook again. Hard.
Everything is moving.
Outside of Boise, Idaho.
Holy.
This earthquake may have struck well outside of a metropolitan area, but it was still a little too close for comfort to Salt Lake City.
Especially if somebody was up in a tall building, they might have felt sort of this long period energy.
Check this out. Here's the light swinging.
Seismologists say be grateful the 6.5 magnitude quake didn't happen here.
The energy released by the 6.5 is about 16 times bigger than the energy released by the 5.7.
The good news, scientists say, is that the two quakes don't appear to be correlated.
The risk or the hazard to people here in Utah is about the same as it was before the big Idaho earthquake.
That said, the threat of a big quake in Utah still exists.
6.5 could very well happen somewhere along the Wasatch Fault. And if it did, that is very different from the earthquake we just had.
Something to consider as the Magna quake continues to resonate.
So people do need to be prepared. They do need to plan for this possibility.
And as I mentioned this morning, I have family members both in Missoula, Montana, which is about 150 miles to the north of where this quake happened, and I've got family members in Pocatello, Idaho, about 150 miles south, and both of them got a little rocking and rolling yesterday. There have been a lot of three-plus afterquakes. What do you call them? Aftershocks.
Aftershocks.
Yeah. And one of those was a 4.6 yesterday, so they continue to get some rumbles.
Did they have any damage at all, Tim? Did they report any damage of anything?
No. You mean family members of mine?
Yes.
No, it wasn't that bad in either of those spots. And luckily, it looks like if you look at the map of where this epicenter was, it was kind of in the middle of a forested area away from most cities of any size. So good news there as well this morning, something we'll keep an eye on in depth at 15 and 45.
Right now, 7:19, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, which is brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
And we start off with just one crash. It's out on the west side of South Salt Lake. It's 33rd South at 12th West. It appears to be affecting eastbound traffic going from Redwood Road towards the I-15 corridor. And there's about a block of backup. That's the only crash in the Salt Lake Valley that I've seen so far. Good speeds on I-15 and I-80 coming from Tooele. Eric?
No wet pavement on I-80 this morning. If you're out in the mountains, you've got good movement from the Kimball Junction exit in Park City up to Parley Summits and then down towards the valley floor. No problems along the whole stretch. I-15 Utah County, that's looking good as well with no crashes from Provo up to Lehigh. Heather?
Things are still problem-free throughout Weber and Davis County. I-15 Legacy Parkway look great right now no matter which direction you're going. And if you are heading to the airport, the few people that are, you're going to have good speeds on the west side belt connecting to I-80 to the airport. The options are endless at Utah Online School. Utah Online can help with missed credit or credit recovery. Build your own school schedule to accommodate your personal goals. Visit utahonline.org. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. The 7-day forecast has a little bit of everything, including some rain toward the end of the weekend.
Mixed sun of clouds, 56. Some showers tonight. More showers tomorrow in 45. And a little break on Friday, 52. More partly cloudy skies on Saturday, 59, with some showers late in the day. More showers Sunday, 61. Showers Monday, 57. Showers Tuesday, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, 41 degrees.
You've been listening to the 7 o'clock report brought to you by Any Hour Services, Electrical, Plumbing, Heating, and Air, anyhourservices.com. KSL News Time at 7:21.
It is time for the Dave and Dujanovic preview, and Debbie joins us. Wow, Debbie, you have the CDC, the National CDC Director on today.
The first hour of the show from 9 to 10, Amanda, is a can't-miss first hour. The Director of the CDC, as you said, Dr. Robert Redfield, joining us live on the line at 9:20. We're going to have an in-depth interview with him, asking him numerous questions, like, do we need to be making our own masks? The president coming out yesterday and saying perhaps we want to be wearing scarves. So we're going to ask Dr. Redfield, should we be making our own masks? When will we have a vaccine? Is the timeline shortened at all? When will we have an antiviral drug? So if you come down with COVID, can you get a shot or take some sort of medication similar to what we do with the flu and Tamiflu? Another question is, he's been predicting a second wave of this in late fall, early winter. We want to know what that looks like. Will it be worse than what we're seeing now? And then also this question, it came up yesterday that Utah wants to test 7,000 people a day, perhaps. What does that look like? And why do we need 7,000 people a day tested in Utah? Are those just folks who may be showing signs? Are those folks who are nervous that they may have somehow contracted it? And then also in that first hour, we are going to be interviewing former governor of Utah and also former Secretary of Health and Human Services, Mike Leavitt, who will join us on the line. He's been joining us regularly on the phone line live to talk about COVID-19 and the many questions that we have regarding the questions specific to Utah, and including he's doing a course this week for small business owners on how to save their businesses in light of the economic fallout over COVID-19.
Yeah.
Lots to talk about.
There is indeed. You could probably take up the whole 2 hours if you had Dr. Redfield for that long. Director of the CDC joining David Dujanovic this morning, coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yes, Sound Warehouse is open and celebrating over 41 years of rocking Utah. Things are crazy right now, so Sound Warehouse is making it simple and easy. Through April 11th, save 20% off Sound Warehouse already low prices. Not an item here or there, but everything. The entire store-wide inventory at an amazing 20% off. Car audio, video speakers, amps, and so much more. Salt Lake, 2763 South State. Orem, 1680 North State. Ogden, 28th and Wall. Does not include installation labor. The Warehouse. Sound Warehouse.
Hi, Doug Wright. Over the past several weeks, you've heard me talk about Living Scriptures streaming, including On the Movie Show, where you could get the full library, 3,000 titles free until April 6th. The folks at Living Scriptures, they recognize the emotional toll that staying safe, staying home is having on some families. So until April 6th, the entire catalog is free to non-subscribers, no credit card required. This is a great gift to your family. You can stream all of your favorite feature-length films for Latter-day Saints, including The Fighting Preacher, a personal favorite of mine, back on the free lineup. Celebrate the restoration with wonderful movies, and The Work and the Glory is now the 16th film on the first vision in this collection. Plus, Living Scriptures has content to aid in the weekly Come Follow Me family study. All you have to do, go to livingscriptures.com/gift and sign up for your free access. Do that right now. And if you didn't have a chance to see Heart of Africa before the theaters closed, well, for about the price of a movie ticket, if you could buy a movie ticket, you can rent or own The Heart of Africa. See it at home. Get it now. livingscriptures.com.
This is Derek Miller speaking on business. Navigating a company through coronavirus is a challenge, but it is possible. Clark Ivory has guided Utah's number one home builder, Ivory Homes, for more than 3 decades. At the same time, he served the community as chairman of the Salt Lake Chamber, member of the COVID-19 Task Force, and the Salt Lake Branch Board of the Federal Reserve. Here's how he's innovating and adapting at Ivory Homes.
It's a privilege to serve on Governor Herbert's task force with leaders from government, business, and the healthcare community who are tackling this challenge. I've seen them work tirelessly to architect a plan that gives clarity to how Utah will move forward. At Ivory Homes, we're implementing the governor's plan to protect employees and homebuyers while maintaining morale and to prepare for what must be a spring of hope. Health and safety are priority number one as we move from the urgent phase to stabilization this summer. Meeting Utah's housing needs continues to be essential. We are carefully following recommended guidelines on our construction sites, allowing office personnel to work at home while still assisting homebuyers with virtual tours and private showings. To promote morale and focus at Ivory Homes, we hold company-wide Zoom meetings weekly, and our managers are in touch with each team member daily. Most important, we all need to maintain a healthy routine. Exercise, read, prepare for the day, and stay in touch with one another.
We can all do our part by supporting the business owners who support us. Clark Ivory and Ivory Homes are open for business. I'm Derek Miller of the Salt Lake Chamber, and this is Speaking on Business.
You could create a masterpiece while you're sitting there at home. Details from Sean Michael Lyle now at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, the Getty Center in Los Angeles challenging shut-in art lovers to recreate their favorite masterpiece. The museum's director on the center's artistic mission.
We don't want simply to add another incremental contribution to the field. We want to shape it, to profoundly move it in new and meaningful directions.
And that's where you come in. The challenge is to pick your favorite classic painting and using three things you find in your home, reproduce it by snapping a photo and posting it on the center's Twitter page. Many examples are already posted. How about Whistler's mother in a recliner? For the inspiration, you can get the Getty's full art catalog available in a link on the Twitter page at Getty Museum. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
I'd like to see yours there, Sean. Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The Granite School District is thanking Chick-fil-A Utah for donating 9,000 sandwiches. The food was given out to students and families picking up lunches at various elementary schools.
Just ahead of the opening bell this morning, it is a rocky ride we're in store for, I'm sure, as the futures markets have really struggled. The Dow is down about 3.5 percentage points at 773 points. The S&P is off by 90 this hour. That's 3.5%. And the NASDAQ is down just under 3%, down 211 at this hour.
And we'll take another look at traffic and weather together coming up next.
This Easter, draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square and experience Handel's Messiah on Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Watch the concert via internet stream at tabchoir.org/messiah or enable the skill on your Amazon Alexa. Just say, Alexa, play the Tabernacle Choir, Handel's Messiah with the Tabernacle Choir Easter weekend. Log on to tabchoir.org/messiah for more details and streaming locations.
Hi, this is Doug Wright, and I want to take a moment to invite you at this strange and sometimes difficult time to join us for General Conference.
KSL will be honored to bring you the 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. We're pleased to bring you sessions at 10, at 2, and this year, a very special session Saturday night at 6. Listen Saturday and Sunday to KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
729, time again for Triple Team traffic here as the skies start to lighten up along the Wasatch. This look brought to you by Mountain America, Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Andy, what's the latest?
Well, we got that one crash, South Salt Lake, 33rd South, 12th West, eastbound traffic slightly affected by it. Right now, maybe a quarter of a block of delays. It has thinned out in the last 5, 10 minutes. Looking good, though, I-15, the 21st South Freeway, little heavy, 7200 West. Eric?
No problems heading north on I-15 from Springville in Utah County up to Point of the Mountain. 22 minutes drive time there. Looks like we got a couple of slow-moving vehicles westbound on I-80 through the mountains as you go up to Parley Summit. Once you go past the summit, no problems going down towards the valley floor. Heather?
Also, no delays through Weber, Davis, Box Elder counties. But just a reminder for those of you up in northern Utah, UDOT is restricting I-15 to one lane in both directions between Bear River and Tremonton. So that could hold you up if we do get enough cars on the freeway. Otherwise, it's a great commute everywhere else. Durden's Appliance and Mattress in Bountiful is still there for you when you need us. Call or click durdensappliance.com. That's durdensappliance.com, brands you know at prices you'll love. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and let's find out about that forecast. How warm do we get today, Grant?
We're going to mix of sun and clouds today. High temperatures at 56. Could see some showers this evening, and then more showers possible tomorrow. It's cooler, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 7:30.
It's 39 degrees.
And we're still all clear on the freeways into and out of Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, 2 weeks after a 5.7 earthquake shook Magna and much of northern Utah, a school in West Valley is now closed indefinitely because of some damage.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Yeah, Amanda, Westlake STEM Junior High is being deemed a restricted building after inspectors found structural damage inside. According to Clint Meekum, Salt Lake County Emergency Management Division Chief, the damage includes some ceilings that are caved in and also rubble in the hallways. Officials are still determining whether the building is a total loss or if it can be repaired, meaning that it's unclear whether the school will ever open again. So even if COVID-19 school closures lift on May 1st, students won't be going back to Westlake anytime soon. Now, if the school is deemed a total loss and must be rebuilt, Ben Horsley with the Granite School District says that could take at least a year or two, so officials are now looking for some off-site locations where students could be relocated in the meantime. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Meanwhile, there's not a lot of damage, reported so far in Idaho, where a 6.5 earthquake struck late yesterday afternoon. Some people felt it in our area, which was a reminder of the Magna quake 2 weeks ago.
The risk or the hazard to people here in Utah is about the same as it was before the big Idaho earthquake.
Seismologist Keith Coper says there is a chance a 6.5 magnitude quake could hit the Wasatch Front sometime in the next 50 years. He does not believe the Magna and Idaho quakes are related.
Meanwhile, the state of Utah has a new earthquake website.
With the recent earthquakes in Idaho and Utah on everyone's mind, where can you go to get accurate information? Well, KSL News Radio, of course, but the state of Utah has now launched a website as well. Earthquakes.utah.gov has your traditional reminder about dropping, covering, and holding on during an earthquake, but it will also try to squash rumors, give you information about where to go if you want to reinforce your house or just report damage from the last quake, as well as show you what could happen if a magnitude 7.0 ever hit the Beehive State. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Word this morning, the missionaries now have the option to continue their mission when it's safe or go back out in 12 to 18 months. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with that story this morning. Mary.
Tim, thousands of missionaries coming back from other countries are being released temporarily. They can choose to go back out as soon as this pandemic situation is over, or they can wait for a year or year and a half. Missionaries who just got called can also choose a delay, and they all have until April 30th to decide. If they choose reinstatement as soon as possible, they would finish their mission as originally scheduled. Missionaries from other countries are returning to their homes, too. They'll be reassigned in their home country and returned to service as soon as possible. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The White House releases a sobering estimate. KSL New Radio's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, President Trump warns 100 to 240,000 Americans could die from COVID-19, saying at the daily White House briefing,
"Every one of us has a role to play in winning this war."
He says everyone can help by adhering to guidelines, namely social distancing. Italy and Spain continue bearing the brunt of the pandemic in Europe with 20,000 fatalities between the two. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma says the experts agree.
Europe's approach to combating the new coronavirus was initially too lax and severely lacking in basics like contact tracing.
Cases in Britain have surged to more than 25,000. A Pennsylvania evangelist threatens to go against social distancing orders by holding a massive Easter service.
A national gathering. You can come from all over, like Woodstock.
Pastor Jonathan Shuttlesworth was responding to the arrest of a fellow megachurch leader in Florida for holding services. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And today is Census Day, meaning wherever you are living today is where you're counted for the 10-year survey. A third of Americans have already completed the census online and in-person counts scheduled to begin late May. Well, that may likely be changed because of the outbreak. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
New Yorkers are making it a nightly habit of paying tribute to first responders, grocery store workers, and everyone else who's trying to keep the city going in the middle of this pandemic.
At 7 p.m. every night for the last several evenings, New Yorkers have come to their windows to applaud and cheer or clank pots and pans. I even heard a trumpet blaring one night. All this to give thanks to frontline workers, whether they be healthcare workers or sanitation workers, grocery store attendants, anyone who is sacrificing right now so the rest of the city can do their part by staying inside and helping to slow the spread of coronavirus. Mark Remillard, ABC News, New York.
I want us to start doing that coming up on KSL. So what exactly is a close contact when talking about potential exposure to COVID-19?
And, of course, we'll check your Triple Team traffic.
A couple of city street crashes, one in South Salt Lake, one west of I-15 in Marriott-Slaterville. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 7:36.
We know you're looking for ways to study, teach, and celebrate the Restoration. Deseret Book is here. Whether you're helping little ones learn about the prophet Joseph, updating your space to display your faith in a unique way, or gathering with loved ones in the joy of this pivotal time in the church. Deseret Book can help you find ways to elevate your experience. Celebrate the Restoration with Deseret Book. Visit any of our retail locations or online at DeseretBook.com today. New at Deseret Book. Join Elder Jeffrey R. Holland's personal study as he shares insights about more than 150 names of Christ he has studied during his 25 years as a member of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. Witness for His Names is available now at Deseret Book or DeseretBook.com. Shop online or have your book shipped to your local store at no charge. Visit DeseretBook.com today.
You're probably home right now, and like the rest of us, you're watching the news, watching your finances, watching the kids, and probably worrying about all three. But here's something that I've done over the past few months, and it's made all the difference for me. I'm making money from home with Tri-Day Trading, and it doesn't matter if the market is going up or down or even sideways. You make a profit no matter what the market is doing. Tri-Day Trading lets you work from home and make a profit whether the stock market is rising or falling. And they provide online training. Learn how to trade and bring home extra income and do it all from the safety and convenience of your home. This is your chance to put your financial future into your own hands. Visit TriDayTrading.com. Try it out for 30 days for just $10, and that $10 will be donated towards the local COVID-19 relief efforts. Start making money from home with TriDayTrading.com.
KSL News Time now, 7:38. We're watching Utah's money just a few minutes into the trading day here and see what's happening on the The market so far, Dow off 665 points. A minute ago, we were down almost 900. So we're at 21,264. The S&P 500 off 3%. That's down 79. And the NASDAQ is off 188. Of course, we'll have more coming up when we next check your money news at 7:55 on Utah's Morning News.
The Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidelines on who qualifies as a close contact. Correspondent Jim Roop is in L.A. with more for America in the Morning.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says it's a bit complicated, but what hasn't changed first is that a close contact is someone who has been within 6 feet of an infected person for at least 10 minutes. Now, as far as the rest.
So in the past, a close contact was somebody who came in contact with a case while the case was symptomatic. So I got sick. I had symptoms. A whole bunch of you were around me the day I had symptoms. We worked really closely together, or we lived together. You're all my close contacts. CDC has changed the definition to acknowledge that you're a close contact if you have had contact with a positive or presumed positive person within 48 hours of that person beginning to experience symptoms.
So now if I find out I'm positive today, I have to look back at the last 2 days and determine who was in close contact with me even before I had symptoms, and then I have to contact all those folks because they now need to go self-quarantine because they're considered a close contact now. Dr. Ferrer says it's based on emerging new science that many have already suspected from, well, nearly the start.
But it's now acknowledged in some, you know, well, by some well-known science and research studies that there, in fact, is the possibility for people to infect other people before they show any signs of symptoms. And that's why we're now going back 48 hours from the time somebody has some symptoms to identify what may be the close contacts of a person who is positive and or presumed positive.
And even if you are told you will not be tested, but you show symptoms, you have to contact everyone you've been around for the past 2 days. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Well, I haven't seen you in weeks, Tim, so you've not a close contact.
Well, yeah, for sure.
I mean, except through FaceTime. So 7:39, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, traffic is in good shape on I-15 throughout the Salt Lake Valley. If you are traveling this morning through the roadways, busy spots, 56th West, 35th South in West Valley. Got a crash 33rd South and 12th West in West Valley as it turns into South Salt Lake in the eastbound direction. Eric?
No trouble in Utah County right now. Northbound from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain, 24 minutes of drive time there. If you're in Saratoga Springs, you don't have any major problems on Redwood Road this morning going up to 2100 North, if that's how you're getting to the freeway, or up to the county line. Heather?
Well, we do have a crash up in the North Ogden, sort of Marriott-Slaterville, North Ogden. This is on 12th Street, about 3000 West. And it looks like it is starting to affect traffic in both directions as emergency crews arrive on scene. So we do have about a block or so of delay, both eastbound and westbound on 12th Street. Use caution there. Everybody else moving along quite nicely, especially the major roadways. LDS Business College is still accepting applications for the spring 2020 semester. Newly returned missionaries can enroll with a streamlined application process through April 20th. Apply at ldsbc.edu. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. Grant Wayman awaits our call in the Weather Center with some clouds and maybe a chance of rain.
56 today with a mix of sun and clouds, some showers tonight, and then more showers tomorrow, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You would not know that.
And right.
I'm sorry. you would not know that by looking outside right now. No clouds at all, and here comes that sunshine. It is 39 downtown.
Sorry about that, Tim. We will check in with some first responders and see how they're doing on the job. That's next on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. And thanks again for listening to Utah's news station.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you. And as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do.
If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com to schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Starting in January of 2021, the power companies will change the way we pay for our power. Maybe it's time to start producing and storing your own power. With new battery technology and lower prices, Progressive Power Solutions can make that happen for your home or business. And there are still tax incentives to help pay for your system. Give Progressive Power Solutions a call for a free estimate. 801-367-7282 or online at ppssolar.com.
Between viruses and earthquakes, March didn't go the way any of us planned. What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and if you've been listening to this station, you probably heard me last month talking about our free furnace promotion, the one where you buy a new Carrier air conditioner and we give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it, about $400. We only run that promotion during the month of March, but unfortunately, it didn't have the impact that it has in years past. And we all understand why, but that doesn't change the fact that our HVAC install crews still need work. So we decided to extend our free furnace promotion one more month. You have until April 30th to call and schedule a free estimate with one of our HVAC supervisors. They'll explain all of your options and exactly how much you can save on a new furnace and air conditioner. So during the month of April, when you help us keep our guys busy, we're going to make it worth your while. Again, when you have Any Hour Services install a new Carrier air conditioner, we're going to give you a new Carrier furnace for just the cost to install it. About $400. The furnace is free. You just pay the labor. If you think you might be interested, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7600. 801-443-7600. AnyHourServices.com.
Great to hear from so many of you out there with some positive sentiments, which is a good sign from all of you. As you hunker down this morning, thanks for riding along with Utah's news station. Reach out to us when you can on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line at 57500. KSL News Time, now 7:45. The three things you need to know this hour. More than a dozen new COVID-19 testing machines are on their way to Utah. They'll drastically reduce the wait time for test results as the state looks to test up to 7,000 people per day.
Second, not a lot of damage has been reported so far after a 6.5 earthquake struck central Idaho yesterday. It could be the second strongest quake ever recorded in Idaho.
Still a little weird to see traffic flows the way they are right now out there, but let's get the latest brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
A couple city street crashes, one on 12th Street west of I-15 in Ogden, out at about 2900 west or so. And then we've got the crash 33rd south, 12th west in West Valley. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds are up to 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
39 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Warning Americans to brace for a bad 2 weeks ahead, with a number of deaths from COVID-19 as high as 240,000 in the U.S. There are also new numbers out about how the virus affects people differently.
We seem to see a gender difference that men and women are equally likely to become infected, but for every age group, men have twice the risk of death of women, and we're not sure why that is.
That's ABC News Chief Medical Correspondent Dr. Jennifer Ashton, who also says there has been a bit of a change on the wearing of those masks.
It's thought, based on this study, that 25% of people infected with coronavirus can have no symptoms at all, and that people who are infected can spread the virus 48 hours before they develop symptoms. That is part of the reason why you see the CDC reevaluating the need or the possibility for the general public to wear those surgical masks.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. First responders around the country are on the front lines, obviously, of this COVID-19 pandemic.
ABC News followed some of those responders in New York City to see how difficult their jobs have become. Here's ABC News correspondent Ava Pilgrim.
This is the front line of the fight against the coronavirus. The EMS workers are the infantry, and they're overwhelmed. The number of calls to New York's 911 system skyrocketing to all-time highs.
This is the scariest thing I've ever seen.
At this point, they assume every call is a coronavirus patient. We followed their day from a safe distance.
All right, another ambulance just pulled out.
The call? This woman says her aunt is COVID-19 positive and has pneumonia. This is her second trip to the hospital.
Who's going to help her?
She's scared.
I'm scared for her.
The constant contact is taking its toll. More than 20% of the EMS force is now out sick, most with COVID-19 or symptoms of the virus. The ones that can are working nearly nonstop, sometimes armed with only limited protective gear. Many afraid of infecting their families at home.
We have dozens and dozens of members who are sleeping in their cars because they don't want to bring it to their families.
Mayor Bill de Blasio announcing the cavalry is coming.
250 more ambulances are coming right away to New York City from FEMA, from all over the country, to help us address our 911 calls.
Meanwhile, the EMS workers here continue to answer the call.
I know we're going to come down with this. At this point, it's not a question of if we are going to get it, but how bad we're going to get it.
And all the EMS workers we spoke to say they are going to be out here as long as they can. One, a stage 4 lung cancer from 9/11 survivor says he knows he's high risk, but he is out here because he says it's his duty.
Boy, you don't think about, you know, what would have been a routine call of a traffic accident or something. You find out may have been somebody who was rushing to the hospital because they had somebody who, you know, was sick and needed to be put on a ventilator. And then all of a sudden you've got first responders that have to protect themselves against a possible, infection.
I saw the other day in New York City, Tim, there were police cars filing by officers standing at attention because it was an officer who had passed from COVID-19. And I had not seen that since 9/11 with this long stream of officers at attention. And it did. It took me back to that moment, and my heart went out to, because of course they do. They are first responders.
Yeah.
And they go when they're called, and it did. My heart went out to them.
Sobering moments for sure. Keeping an eye on it for you on the In-Depth at 15 and 45. 7:49. It's time for us to get another look at the roads this morning, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. Here's Andy.
And right now in the Salt Lake Valley, you've got traffic on I-15 still looking good. A little bit of slowdown 33rd South as you head from Redwood Road over towards I-15 out of West Valley towards South Salt Lake. Minor delays. And coming out of Tooele, you're clear. Both I-80 and the 21st South Freeway right now. Eric?
We do have some westbound slowing on I-80 as you go past Parley Summit, heading over to the Lambs Canyon area. By the time you get to the East Canyon exit, it's back to normal speeds. And I-15 Utah County, no problems right now. Northbound from Spanish Fork to the point of the mountain, your typical 24-minute drive time. Heather?
Well, the biggest problem for Weber County drivers is a crash out in Marriott Slaterville. This is on 12th Street, or 1200 South, and it's right around 3000 West. And this is causing delays both eastbound and westbound. You have a lot of emergency crews on the scene as well. So if you are in that area, that's west of I-15, you may have some delays. But everybody else moving at speed, no problems on I-15 or US 89. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's look ahead to that 7-day forecast, see what the temperatures look like. Back over to you, Grant.
All right, Amanda, good morning. You know, nice start to our day here. Like seeing that sunshine there. It's not going to be quite as warm today, but not quite as windy either. 56, partly cloudy. And then into the evening hours, some showers moving in. Rain and, yes, even snow showers tonight. I think we're waking up to tomorrow to scattered snow showers. Might even stick a little bit top of Parley. So heads up, traffic. I think we're going to see some snowy issues in the high terrain. And, yes, even snow down low, too. So maybe a few visibility issues tomorrow morning. Of course, not as many people on the roadways these days. 45 is the high tomorrow. 52, partly cloudy on Friday. We're up to 59 Saturday with a mix of sun and clouds. And rain showers scooting back in Sunday. Monday as well, and then more showers possible Tuesday with a high of 48.
Yeah, what were we, 52 yesterday at this time, and it's 39 out there right now.
It's a big drop.
Ouch. Even with that sunshine. Thank you, Grant. All right. Did you notice, this is kind of weird, all the strange things that have come up because of this, stuck-at-home thing, this lockdown. Dolly Parton has decided now would be a great time to read kids' bedtime stories. Do you see this?
I saw that last night, yeah.
She said she's been thinking about doing this for some time, and it just felt like now was the right time. 74 years old, she says it just felt quite right. I think it's pretty clear that now's the time to share a story and to share some love. It's an honor for me to share the incredible talent of these authors and illustrators. So kind of a throwback to our Read Utah Today series that we did for a while, only this time it's Dolly Parton that's going to do the honors.
I wish I had young kids that still wanted bedtime stories because I think they just love it. It reminds me of a show I did on the weekends years ago, Tim. I used to have an hour on Sundays called Story Hour when I would do just the same. I would just read stories for an hour, and it was a joy for me. And I got emails back, well, not emails, I guess letters back then, and some emails too, I think, from moms who said their kids would behave during that hour. But I love that she's doing that. I just love it.
Starts tomorrow, will last for 10 weeks. We'll see if we can find out what the link is going to be for that, but certainly you could Google search it starting sometime tomorrow evening. All right, we'll take a quick break. Crazy day on the markets already in this first half hour of trading, so your money news is next.
Some financial advisors only do stock market-based investments and call themselves well-rounded and independent. Hogwash. A true financial advisor should always have your back and have access to more, not less. I'm Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth. We too love the stock market for long-term accumulation, but when you're preparing for your retirement, you can't put all your eggs in one basket. Look at what's going on. Again, Trajan Wealth has savings vehicles that go up when the market goes up, but don't go down when the market goes down. Up when the market's up, but are guaranteed never to lose. Guaranteed never to lose. We're available virtually and can do everything over the phone. So let's get a plan. Get some guarantees. You've heard me for years. Now it's time to get serious. Enough is enough. You must agree. We can do everything over the phone. So call 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600.
All guarantees based upon the claims paying ability of the issuing insurance company.
Get up and go.
This is Julie from the Visitors Bureau in Logan. We're all tired of being stuck in the house, so bring your family for a day-long getaway to Cache Valley. Enjoy dozens of trails in the city. Take a beautiful drive up Logan Canyon National Scenic Byway. The snow is great at Beaver Creek Lodge, where you can still rent snowmobiles and get into the mountains for some serious solitude. Bring a cooler and visit 20 stops on our self-guided foodie trek. You can fill your food storage with things your kids will actually eat. Goldfish crackers and cheese and boxed milk and chocolates and honey. We're kicking off spring April 1st through the 4th with our annual Original Baby Animal Days at the American West Heritage Center. This time, it's with a twist. Pile everyone in the car for a drive-through version. You'll see all the baby animals, like lambs, goats, piglets, chicks, plus baby bear cubs from Yellowstone Bear World. Tailor-made activities to do in the car and more ideas to take home. Plan now for summer. Visit our calendar for future amazing arts, festivals, and special events. This year, vacation in Logan, where we always wash our hands. ExploreLogan.com.
Watching Utah's Money is brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The current pandemic has changed the way Americans shop, out of necessity, of course. Adobe Analytics says the number of people who buy online and then pick up items curbside at the store, not a surprise. It's up 97% from last year at the same time.
KSL Drives. Kia says its auto plant in Slovakia will resume production on April 6th. The company says employees will come back to work under strict preventive measures. The plant employs 3,800 people.
All right, let's see what's happening on the markets in this first half hour of trading. The Dow off 664 points. That's right at 3%, 21,248. The S&P is down 83 at 2501. The NASDAQ this hour down 218. That's just shy of 3 full percentage points.
We've had this roller coaster ride before, though. We know how to handle that.
Yes, not the kind of thing you want to get used to. But, yeah, we've been through this routine several times.
We can handle that.
All right. We'll see some better news on the roads out there this morning. Your traffic and weather is coming up next.
There are times when our need to connect really matters. To keep customers and employees in the know, to keep business moving, Comcast Business is prepared for times like these. Powered by the nation's largest gig speed network to help give you the speed, reliability, and security you need. Tools to manage your business from any device, anywhere. And a team of experts here for you 24/7. Because when every connection counts, you can count on us. Learn more at comcastbusiness.com/response.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future. I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/ForABetterUs.
If you're struggling with your mortgage, there's a free government program that offers expert one-on-one advice about your mortgage options. Call 1-888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
You're dialed into Utah's Morning News. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it, we get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
7:59, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender, and back over to you, Andy.
And right now, traffic on I-15 is looking great. We did have a crash, and we're still seeing some delays eastbound on 33rd South, coming up on the 12th West intersection that is backing traffic up. That's the only crash in the Salt Lake Valley that I've seen so far. Volumes are still light on I-80 and 21st South Freeway. Eric?
Normal speeds in Utah County on I-15. A little bit of congestion coming off the freeway, University Avenue in Provo. You got dry roads out to Heber City on 189 and to Park City on I-80. Heather?
No problems on the freeways and highways through Weber and Davis County, but we do have a crash on 12th Street at 3000 West. That's out in North Ogden, Marriott, Slaterville area, and it is causing delays both eastbound and westbound on 12th Street. The biggest free labor sale is happening now at Ogden's Flooring. The latest styles and colors at the lowest prices of the year. Free installation and lifetime labor warranty included. Visit ogdensflooring.com. Heather Kelly in the KS Traffic Center.
You heard Grant say it just a minute ago. We've got a chance of some showers this afternoon, so expect some clouds. It'll block some of that beautiful sunshine we're enjoying right now. And only about a 10% chance that'll linger through tomorrow. Eventually reaching a high of 56. Got a long way to go. It's 39.
8 o'clock. Time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth.